and we found a place in a state of, I won't say of complete disarray, but the house was not well kept. The lawns were grown up, and it's privately owned. And the people that owned it, evidently didn't have too much pride in it, but they had bought it, I imagine they bought it for speculation. Well, anyway, we went right past Thomas Jefferson's grave, Gray White is buried, the family graveyard there, and the inscription on his grave is this. He wrote it himself, his epitaph. The three things he wanted to be remembered by. One was that he was author of the statute for religious liberty in the House of Virginia legislature. Another one was that he, that he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. And the third was that he was a founder of the University of Virginia. Now, he didn't mention that he was president. He didn't. That wasn't one of the things he wanted to be remembered by. But those three things he wanted to be remembered as. The author of the statutes for religious liberty in the House, in the Virginia House of Representatives. The author of the Declaration of Independence, and the founder of the University of Virginia. Well, we had a nice evening. We spent quite a little while there at the place and went all through it, and I look back on it now as one of the things in my life that I really made some little impression on me. The tunnel there that Thomas Jefferson, you know, escaped from the British, went on through the out of the back and through the side of the mountain, came out on the road down below. That's where he is reported to have escaped from the British. And he had particular, he was quite an architect. And he was the architect of Monticello, and the sundial and everything on the vestibule as you enter was all there. Yeah, all that was his idea. And then his room, his bedroom, and then he had a compartment in the wall where his valet slept up above him, and that's all his doings, you know. Then of course his slaves. They had the residence was, that's the university was modeled after it. He had the quarters for his slaves. He went out from his building on both sides, had a kind of a court in between. And that's where the University of Virginia was laid out. Well, anyway, I didn't do any good in school, and I came on back home, and they sent me to the University of Mississippi again. Said for the start out, and I did nothing over there. So I told them at Christmas time, I said, I want to go to work. And they sent me to Nelson Business College in Memphis. And I took a business course, and then I came on home and went to farming, keeping the books here for the place. And I made 50 crops. Farm made 50 crops, and then I retired. And
what are the big crops around here that you grew?
Well, I raised cotton and corn and alfalfa hay, principally.